Unit 4. Going Global. Reading.
Japanese corporations are accelerating their global strategies. Panasonic, for instance, announced that 80% of its global new recruits for white-collar positions will be foreigners starting from fiscal 2011. Included among them are foreign students seeking to work in Japan. According to a spokesman for the company, these people serve as an invaluable bridge between the respective non-Japanese country or region and Japan. They also contribute by offering multifaceted perspectives and by inputting innovative ideas that contribute to the development of products we had never thought of before. There are even companies that have opted to adopt English as its in-house language. Japan's online retailer Rakuten announced in 2010 that it will swap Japanese for English as its official in-house language in preparation for overseas expansion, a move crucial for us to survive in this competitive industry, said its spokesman. However, other companies are more reluctant to make such a drastic move. There is no more absurd thing than speaking English in business in Japan, says Honda Motor President Takanobu Ito. An argument against the idea of adopting an English-only policy in Japanese companies is that the all-important need to convey information accurately in business situations will be jeopardized. There is also fear among Japanese people that their job opportunities will be threatened as a result of this. One of the reasons for the rapid globalization of Japanese companies in recent years is the shrinking of the domestic market brought about by the decline in population, coercing Japanese companies to search for markets overseas. But regardless of whether you are Japanese or non-Japanese, the importance to equip oneself with the tools necessary to compete in today's global economy is becoming greater.